Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You are now with Time Out for Music on Radio Bulgaria, with music from the new album of Acoustic Version, entitled Time In, Time Out. We mark 3 decades since the creation of the jazz formation. All performances by Antoni Dončev piano, Hristo Iotsov drums and Georgi Dončev bass in the recent months have been dedicated to the anniversary. Biennale's Albena Bezovska met Hristo Iotsov, who told her more about the roots of the band. Friends of Bulgarian culture in Canada will surely be pleased to learn about the tour dates of Acoustic Version during the 6th edition of Bulgarian Arts Festival. This is the first participation of the trio in the prestigious forum. The musicians play in 3 consecutive days on April the 22nd, during a pre-festival concert in Montreal, in Ottawa on the 22nd of April, and in Toronto on April the 24th. Now let's listen to a piece entitled A Foggy Mood. Let us recall that the Bulgarian Arts Festival in Canada presents the works of contemporary Bulgarian musicians, actors, artists, folk and classical orchestras and others. It is held in two cities, Toronto and Ottawa. This year the event is dedicated to the 50th anniversary since the establishment of diplomatic relations between Bulgaria and Canada, and 40 years since opening of a Bulgarian consulate in Toronto.
Хубавото е, че той вече излиза извън границите на чисто българската общност, която е в
It is a nice thing that the festival has already gone beyond the boundaries of the big Bulgarian community in Canada, Христо Йосов says. Events included in the festival have been getting more popular among the Canadian public and have attracted the attention of critics. Usually the festival's program includes jazz, concerts, exhibitions, theater plays and performances of ensembles that keep Bulgarian traditions alive overseas. Even before the establishment of this forum, a number of concerts of Bulgarian musicians used to be organized in Canada. I had had the pleasure to play there in a trio together with Theodosii Spasov and Rumen Toskov. 3 years ago, I received an invitation from the festival along with jazz singer Ildas Ibrahimova, Živko Petrov piano and Veselin Veselinov bass. In upcoming concerts of the acoustic version, we combine presenting our new album with the celebration of our 30th anniversary, Christo Yosov says. Thank you. Антони Дончев and Христо Йоцов are hereditary musicians. Their friendship dates back to years before the creation of acoustic version. Both received serious training in classical music, but at the time they were students at the National School of Music, they chose to devote themselves to jazz.
Има истинско начало, то е много, много силен летящ старт на групата през 85-та и 6-та година.
The real beginning of the band was in 1986, says Христо Йоцов. Then we won awards in two major jazz forums, in Oelaat, Belgium, and in Leverkusen in Germany. That was when our careers started. We founded acoustic version, first with Antoni, then in 1989. His brother Georgi Dončev also joined. Later, he went to study at Berkeley. There were changes in the band, but now Georgi is back with us. All pieces in the album have been created over the last 2 years and are part of our concert repertoire. I have always been deeply convinced that despite the years that pass and the various influences, the style of acoustic version remains a trademark. This album is a continuation of everything that we set at the very beginning. For us, acoustic version is fate. Whenever our musical worlds meet on stage, the place changes and it seems we are back to the same point in time. We always return to a place that is ours, and this creates exceptional comfort and something that is very important, balance in the variety of our performances alongside various other projects. Our unity on stage is somehow mystical. On the other hand, it is quite understandable. We have been together for so many years. There is no need to talk, and music becomes the only form of communication. During upcoming concerts, part of the Bulgarian Arts Festival in Canada, musicians will present several new pieces, along with those from their new album. We end today's Time Out for Music with Time In, Time Out.